three habits that have had a big impact on my life that are fairly new, less than a year old, but more than just a few weeks. Habit number one has been not taking myself too seriously. This is, oddly enough, if you're familiar with the Enneagram and the Enneagram 5, so I tend to live in my head, think a lot, read a lot, consider things a lot, and that's easy when doing that to be overly serious. So one fun thing I put into my life that's helped with that is something I call Tie-Dye Tuesday. So every Tuesday, I wear this obnoxious tie-dye hoodie, and that's been really fun. It's a fun thing. It makes me laugh. I actually took a picture of myself in it and put it as my Zoom thumbnail. So every time I get on Zoom, I see it, and it's kind of a ridiculous picture. And it's just been a fun thing. So habit number one has been putting things into my life that help me not take myself too seriously. Habit number two is praying dates and retreats. So my wife and I have been married for 15 years, and one of the primary rhythms of our marriage is praying with each other every day, taking a date night together each week, and getting away together every 3 months. So praying together every day. I've heard somewhere that praying with your spouse is more feared than getting naked with your spouse. Like, people are more scared of praying and being intimate that way than they are intimate physically, which is pretty wild. Anyway, number two is date nights. We try to get away, get a babysitter for 3 or 4 hours, at least one night a week. And we've been doing Thursdays here lately, and that worked. We actually just did one last night. Try to do a double date or go to a movie or eat out or just whatever seems fun and simple. And then once a quarter, actually go get a hotel or Airbnb somewhere and stay at least 2 or 3 nights. And that's really, really good. Connection time, especially at this stage of life. We have a bunch of small kids, and it's so easy to not see each other, to be in the same house, to physically see each other with our eyes, but not connect. And that's three great places to make sure we at least go through the motions of connecting. And then habit number three is starting the day confronting my areas of chronic relapse, meaning my two biggest areas of chronic relapse over the last decade have been personal finance hygiene, just paying attention, basic categorization of where, making sure I know where I'm spending my money, making sure that we have a plan for what we're doing with our money, and then fitness, making sure that I'm eating well, working out well, taking care of myself. So each morning I confront the brutal facts by doing two things. First, I step on the scale every day to admit to where I'm at with fitness. And number two, I categorize our transactions every day. And if I do those two things every day, I'm almost always in tune with the practical realities of the current state of finances and hygiene. And pretty much the rest takes care of itself. So three habits that have had a big impact: not taking myself too seriously, Tie-Dye Tuesday. Habit number two, intentional connection with my wife via praying every day, date nights every week, retreats every quarter. And habit number three is confronting my areas of chronic relapse in my life to start every day.
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.